Chapter 20. Lord Voldemort's Request. Harry and Ron left the hospital wing first thing on Monday morning, restored to full health by the ministrations of Madame Pomfrey, and now able to enjoy the benefits of having been knocked out and poisoned, the best of which was that Hermione was friends with Ron again. Hermione even escorted them down to breakfast, bringing with her the news that Ginny had argued with Dean. The drowsing creature in Harry's chest suddenly raised its head, sniffing the air, hopefully. "What did they row about?" he asked, trying to sound casual as they turned onto a seventh-floor corridor that was deserted but for a very small girl who had been examining a tapestry of trolls in tutus. She looked terrified at the sight of the approaching sixth years and dropped the heavy brass scale she was carrying.
"It's all right,"
said Hermione kindly, hurrying forward to help her.
"Here."
She tapped the broken scales with her wand and said,
"Reparo."
The girl did not say thank you, but remained rooted to the spot as they passed and watched them out of sight. Ron glanced back at her.
"I swear they're getting smaller," he said.
"Never mind her," said Harry, a little impatiently. "What did Ginny and Dean row about, Hermione?"
"Oh! Dean was laughing about McLagan hitting that bludger at you," said Hermione.
"It must have looked funny," said Ron reasonably.
"It didn't look funny at all," said Hermione hotly. "It looked terrible, and if Coot and Peaks hadn't caught Harry, he could have been very badly hurt."
"Yeah, well, there was no need for Ginny and Dean to split up over it," said Harry, still trying to sound casual. "Or are they still together?"
"Yes, they are. But why are you so interested?"
asked Hermione, giving Harry a sharp look.
"I just don't want my Quidditch team messed up again," he said hastily.
But Hermione continued to look suspicious, and he was most relieved when a voice behind them called,
"Harry,"
giving him an excuse to turn his back on her.
"Oh, hi, Luna."
"I went to the hospital wing to find you," said Luna, rummaging in her bag, "but they said you'd left."
She thrust what appeared to be a green onion, a large spotted toadstool, and a considerable amount of what looked like cat litter into Ron's hands, finally pulling out a rather grubby scroll of parchment that she handed to Harry.
"I've been told to give you this."
It was a small roll of parchment, which Harry recognized at once as another invitation to a lesson with Dumbledore.
"Tonight,"
he told Ron and Hermione, once he had unrolled it.
"Nice commentary last match,"
said Ron to Luna as she took back the toadstool and the cat litter. Luna smiled vaguely.
"You're making fun of me, aren't you?" she said. "Everyone says I was dreadful."
"No, I'm serious," said Ron earnestly. "I can't remember enjoying commentary more. What is this, by the way?"
he added, holding the onion-like object up to eye level.
"Oh, it's a gurdy root,"
she said, stuffing the cat litter and the toadstool back into her bag.
"You can keep it if you like. I've got a few of them. They're really excellent for warding off gulping plimpies."
And she walked away, leaving Ron chortling, still clutching the gurdy root.
"You know, she's grown on me, Luna,"
he said, as they set off again for the great hall.
"I know she's insane, but it's in a good..."
He stopped talking very suddenly. Lavender Brown was standing at the foot of the marble staircase, looking thunderous.
"Hi,"
said Ron nervously.
"Come on,"
Harry muttered to Hermione, and they sped past, though not before they had heard Lavender say,
"Why didn't you tell me you were getting out today, and why was she with you?"
Ron looked both sulky and annoyed when he appeared at breakfast half an hour later, and though he sat with Lavender, Harry did not see them exchange a word all the time they were together. Hermione was acting as though she was quite oblivious to all of this, but once or twice Harry saw an inexplicable smirk cross her face. All that day she seemed to be in a particularly good mood, and that evening in the common room she even consented to look over, in other words, finish writing, Harry's herbology essay, something she had been resolutely refusing to do up to this point, because she had known that Harry would then let Ron copy his work.
"Thanks a lot, Hermione,"
said Harry, giving her a hasty pat on the back as he checked his watch and saw that it was nearly 8 o'clock.
"Listen, I've got to hurry or I'll be late for Dumbledore."
She did not answer, but merely crossed out a few of his feebler sentences in a weary sort of way. Grinning, Harry hurried out through the portrait hole and off to the headmaster's office. The gargoyle leapt aside at the mention of Toffee Eclairs, and Harry took the spiral staircase 2 steps at a time, knocking on the door just as a clock within chimed 8.
"Enter!" called Dumbledore,
but as Harry put out a hand to push the door, it was wrenched open from inside. There stood Professor Trelawney.
"Ha-ha!"
she cried, pointing dramatically at Harry as she blinked at him through her magnifying spectacles.
"So this is the reason I am to be thrown unceremoniously from your office, Dumbledore."
"My dear Sybil," said Dumbledore in a slightly exasperated voice, "there is no question of throwing you unceremoniously from anywhere. But Harry does have an appointment, and I really don't think there is any more to be said."
"Very well," said Professor Trelawney in a deeply wounded voice. "If you will not banish the usurping nag, so be it. Perhaps I shall find a school where my talents are better appreciated."
She pushed past Harry and disappeared down the spiral staircase. They heard her stumble halfway down, and Harry guessed that she had tripped over one of her trailing shawls.